everybody, and we are live from the back seat. It's your girl Simone. I hope everybody's doing good today. As you can see, I am in Nation headquarters at the studio. It's a good time. I'm excited to be here with you guys today because the topic of today has been burning on my soul, and I need to get it off my chest. I need to vent about it. I need to put y'all on to some game because I see some of my sisters out here struggling, and I've had quite a few women, ask me about this topic. So I decided I'm gonna give my little two-piece here, and I'm gonna put y'all on to some game right quick. This is definitely another hot box. Quick check-in. How are you guys doing? We're still in quarantine, but things are starting to open up. It's starting to get warm outside. So we're in the up and up. It's a good vibe, you know? So, yes. Okay. The topic of today is why he doesn't court you. So many ladies, so many women have come to me asking me about this topic. Throughout my dating experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, one thing that I've never had happen to me, I've never been in a situation where I have legitimately gotten nothing the entire time and the entire situation. And I know that that is not the experience for many women. And, you know, I've heard often women ask me, you know, like, how you get that? How you do that? And I'm not saying by any means that I'm an expert, but I definitely do think I have been very perceptive in from learning from my own experiences. And I think I've also, you know, done a good amount of talking to people of all walks of life about their dating experiences. And, I got a few friends out in coaching on some game, and they can vouch for me, you know what I'm saying? They can vouch for me. But one thing I really realized through all my research, we can call it, is that a lot of women aren't getting courted in these streets. That's a common complaint. Like, women are not getting courted. And not only are they not getting courted, they're completely just not getting anything they want out of relationships, yet they're giving up damn near everything. And if you know me, you know that I'm very big on accountability. That's my thing. I think that accountability is so empowering, and it's really where our power lies, particularly as women. So we're going to go into this conversation from that perspective. We're going to enter this from the perspective of being accountable, strong, powerful in our femininity and power and all the good juju and the magic and all of that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to step into this conversation like that, ladies, okay? Empowered, confident, accountable, okay? So, why he doesn't court you? The answer to why he doesn't court you is very simple, to be quite honest. It's not a mystery. He doesn't court you because you don't require it. It's that simple. I think as women, sometimes we love to overcomplicate things. We want the answer to be this elaborate, you know, he's busy and he lives here and he does this and he has these responsibilities and, you know, maybe it's this and that and emotional baggage. And no, the answer is very simple most of the time. He doesn't court you because you simply don't require it of him. One thing about men, men are very interesting creatures. Like, I love them. They get on my nerves, but I love them, you know? And one thing about men, ladies, is that Men are simple yet perceptive creatures, okay? Men literally just need clear fucking instructions. Like, they just need instructions. Men aren't trying to jump through mental fucking gymnastic hoops of like trying to read between the lines and play guessing games and be mind readers and figure, like, they just want to fucking know, what do I need to do to get the pussy? Period. Like, that's all niggas need to know from you, okay? So with that being said, they just need simple fucking instructions. But beyond that, by me saying men are simple creatures is not to say that they are stupid or unperceptive creatures. Men are extremely perceptive. Extremely perceptive, ladies. I think one thing that many of us women fail to recognize is that men let us think they are dumb so that they can have an excuse when they do dumb fucking shit, okay? They let us think that they're dumb literally so that we can just be out here clueless circulating misinformation about them to each other, okay? They be really low-key smart sometimes as a group, okay? And this is probably the only time you're gonna hear me say that publicly, out loud, okay? I'm just saying. But like, for real, men are very perceptive. And I think what a lot of women don't understand is that when I say that you don't require courtship, it literally means, there's a few reasons for it, but it literally means exactly that. Like, in order for him to get your time, your attention, in between your legs, all up in your heart, you don't require him to court you. Courtship can vary from woman to woman. What woman views or needs for courtship might be different from another woman depending on that woman's particular love language. But the thing that women don't understand sometimes, and I think it's fear-based that we don't require courtship. I think our lack of standard is completely fear-driven. But what women sometimes don't even understand is that, sis, come here, come. I'm about to tell you something, sis. Come close. Sis, even if that nigga says he doesn't court bitches, even if he's known for not courting bitches, he ain't sweet for it, he ain't with the shits, let me tell you something, sis. That nigga will for sure court your ass if you require it. I pinky promise you, girl, I would be willing to bet any of y'all $100 on that. Like, seriously. Men will do it. Men who don't court will court. They'll just do it up until the point that they get what they want, right? So my point here is to say that there should never be a situation, a dating situation, where you, my good sis, are walking away having gotten nothing the entire fucking situation. I don't even care if it was a one-night stand, shorty, you should have got some, okay? Now, let me tell you why we don't require these niggas to court us, okay? I got y'all. The reason we don't require niggas to court us, for one, is low standards. Something I saw on Instagram actually that sparked me feeling like, you know what, I really need to speak on this publicly, because I definitely talk about this a lot amongst my friends, amongst the women that I know, amongst my friends that I give dating advice to, and I give the bomb-ass dating advice. Holla at your girl. I really do, you know what I'm saying? I do. Those who can't always do, they can teach, bitch. But yeah, you know, I saw on social media something that just had me like, ooh, y'all be stressing me sometimes on the social media. And it really just sparked me to feel like I had to fucking speak on this. What I saw on social media was, I think it was Summer Walker who posted it, a tweet that said, women with their own money don't want anything or don't care about anything other than how you treat them. Now, let me tell you my problem with this post. Let me break it down for you, because it's not so much the surface of what's being said, but it's more so the implications, right? And in society. And a pattern I saw of the women, I saw at least amongst the women I know, liking it, sharing it, resonating with it, are also the same women that I know, or that I also see post things about how niggas ain't shit. It ain't no good men. Where the good niggas at? You know what I'm saying? So just gonna leave that little connection there. As we dive into this, the reason that meme to me was so like, I was like, oh no, let me say something, because y'all got it messed up. As women as a whole, particularly as Black women, we have lowered our standards so fucking much. The standard is like here. It's at the fucking floor. We literally have these low to bare minimum, damn near none standards. Listen to me, sis. Hear me out on this. When your standard for a man is simply that he treats you with humane, just basic human respect, you need to up your standards. Your standard for you as a woman in dating should not be that he is nice to you and that he makes, and that he just treats you nicely. You deserve more than the bare minimum, because the standard shouldn't be, as long as I'm not getting abused and he's nice to me and treats me nicely and like he makes me laugh and like he gives me good dick. You deserve more than good dick in conversation, sis. You deserve more than good dick in conversation. I fucking said it, okay? And when you make your standard good dick in conversation, which many of us, and anything I'm saying is stuff that I've also been guilty as charged as fuck for, okay? At some point in my life, that's the only way I fucking learn these things. I've been guilty as charged at some point. So many of us are out here having our standard for niggas be good dick in conversation. What the fuck? Like, that shit is crazy to me. And that is the beginning of the fucking problem. So my issue with that post was that it, one, implied the bare minimum standard of he's nice to me. He doesn't abuse me. He provides me good dick in conversation. Sweet fucking Jesus. Why? Shit. Okay? Shit. That's the first issue I had with that post. The second issue I had with that post, and the reason women don't get courted, is because you are too scared to demand what you want. You have been taught as a woman, you have been conditioned by society to minimize yourself, to not take up space, to be less, always less than. Don't talk too much. Don't be too loud. Don't be too needy. Don't be too demanding. Don't overdo it. Don't be too extra. Don't be too dramatic. Don't be too. You have been conditioned since your birth as a woman to take up less space and minimize yourself. With that conditioning comes this idea that you are wrong for demanding what the fuck you require for a nigga to get with you. And as I said before, these requirements, it's not one shoe fits all for every woman. You know what I'm saying? Some bitches like fancy dinners. Some bitches like bags. Some bitches like the parks and walks and museums. And it's whatever the fuck you into. You get what I'm saying? But society has conditioned you to think that you can't demand what you want. Speak up, sis. Speak up. Speak up. Use your voice. Tell these niggas what the fuck it requires to fuck with you and tell them up front. Because the problem a lot of women make, the mistake a lot of women make that leads to problems down the line and is the reason a lot of us are out here giving up pussy and not getting courted is that women try to do shit ass backwards half the time, okay? We trying to work the fuck backwards. And you don't work backwards with niggas. That's not how the male mind works. The male mind, as I said, they simple. They want the clear cut directions. They want to be able to follow them bitches and see to the promised land, period. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You women work backwards. And I don't want to say it's about sex, but to be honest, a lot of time it is about sex. When he gets what he wants before you get what you want, sis, you done worked backwards. Okay? Because let me tell you, it is ass backwards to think that you are going to give that man what he wants up front and that he is going to come back around and reciprocate. That's not how niggas work. That's how women work. The female mind works like that. The female mind says, oh, that person was so, you know, they gave me what I wanted. I want to reciprocate now. I'm not saying that all men are shit, but I'm literally saying, like, for the most part, that's not how their mind works. Men are motivated by chase. They're motivated by hunt. They're motivated by like, the thrill of the game and the chase a lot of the time. You know what I'm saying? So in a nigga mind, it's not, oh, she gave me pussy, I'm gonna treat her like a queen now. It's like, I have won. Yeah, bitch, let's go. That's not what registers in their mind, is that they have won. They have gotten what they wanted. Most of the time, that's pussy. Some niggas might be out here looking for something else and get that up front. But regardless, the exchange needs to be that you get what you want first, sis, and then he gets what he wants. Not the other way around. When you do it the other way around, you run into fucking problems. And 9 times out of 10, when you do it the other way around, you don't get what the fuck you want, okay? So that's another reason people are out here not getting courted. Another huge reason people are not out here getting courted, and something I definitely saw also in that little post, is you out here overplaying this chill girl, this low maintenance girl role. You feel me? That goes back to, you know, societal conditioning telling you you always gotta be, you know, this little petunia, not causing no noise and mess and have wreaking havoc. You got to be a little flower just on the wall looking cute and pretty. No, baby girl, let me tell you something. Stop pretending to be fucking chill and low maintenance. 99.9999999999999% of y'all are not chill and low maintenance. I know this because I'm a girl. Stop. Like, stop pretending to be chill and low maintenance. Stop trying to show that you one of the homies. You know what I'm saying? If you not trying to be that nigga homie, don't make him think you his homie. Don't act like you his homie. Nigga, no, there's no chill about me. There's no chill about me, okay? And the truth is, a nigga who's for you, a man who's for you, at the end of the day, he either gonna fuck with you or he's not gonna fuck with you. But, like, being the chill girl, the low maintenance girl, the I don't care about nothing girl up front, and then trying to pull a switch up later, girl, that's a recipe for disaster. A recipe for disaster. And when you play that chill girl role up front, in today's day and age, a lot of these men just won't court you. You're so down with, oh, I'll just drive over there, it's okay. You're so down with, like, oh no, it's okay. I don't mind if all your friends are here. It's cool, we can kick it with your friends. You're so cool with just, yeah, we can just smoke and watch a movie in your house. And yeah, that's cool if that's the only time we see each other. You're so down with everything. You're so chill with everything. You have no fucking standard because you're just going with every fucking flow he sets out there. You should not be going with every flow a nigga set out there. So of course you're not going to get courted. Of course you're not going to get courted if literally you are pretending to be something you're not. You are not serving yourself. You have to serve yourself first, sis. You have to honor yourself. You have to put yourself first. And you have to say, you know what? This is the shit I require. And if you want to get with me, this is what you're going to get with, okay? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. That type of fucking energy that the Spice Girls had. They was being very open with what the fuck they demands was. And when women try to play this chill role because they're scared of being perceived as too much and too extra and too dramatic and too emotional and too much to handle, they end up with fuck niggas and lame niggas and broke niggas and niggas who don't do shit for them. And who wants that? Not I, bitch. And not you. So stop overplaying that chill role. And the last thing, and I know this one is a little controversial, but I do truthfully believe it to a certain extent, to a large extent, to be honest. A lot of us, and I am guilty as charged for doing this at a point in my life, we overplay Miss Independent. We think we gotta be the nigga. We gotta be hard, we gotta be tough, we gotta be, I can do it myself, I don't need no man, I don't need your help, I don't need your support, I'm good on my own. We overplay that. The truth is, that's rooted in pain. You're so independent because you don't trust men to be reliable. You're so independent because every man in your life has let you down. You're so independent because you have been bred to know that that's how you gotta be to survive. The thing is, when it comes to dating, when it comes to romance, when it comes to male-female relationships, masculine and feminine energy, that doesn't work. You have to be able to know how to turn that survival switch on and off in your brain. You have to know how to lean into your femininity, okay? When you're always being so Miss Independent, he never has a chance or even a reason to step in and court you. I mean, you can do it yourself. You gonna court yourself and him, Miss Independent. I'm a big believer, a huge believer, okay? As a boy mommy and all of that, I am a huge fucking believer in. There's certain things that I'm a little bit more traditional sometimes, and there's certain things that I just believe I should not have to do as a woman with men in my life. That's just how I feel. There are certain things I feel like if there are men in my life, brother, son, boyfriend, whatever, I shouldn't have to do it. Not even a boyfriend. You could just be my nigga. You could just be my nigga that I'm fucking. And there's just certain things I feel I should not have to do as a woman if there are men in my life. And I can do them all myself. Anything I need done, I can do myself. But because I decided that there's certain things I won't do, the men in my life will do them, that's how my life pans out. And let me tell y'all how I achieve that. This is the secret, y'all. I act like I can't do it. I know. Counterintuitive as fuck. Y'all probably screaming and hollering right now. Don't dumb yourself down. It's not about dumbing yourself down, sis. Okay? I see the trash needs to be taken out in my house every day. And I look at that shit and I walk the fuck past it. Do you know why? Because that ain't my motherfucking job. I got two young adult males in my household. One of them niggas can take the trash out. And let me tell you something. I haven't taken the trash out in years. Okay? That's just a small example. You can apply that to your dating life. You can apply that to your relationships with men. And you can do it in this ever so subtle way. It's very simple. Tell me this, sis. You ever been fucking a nigga? And he give you good dick. He gives you like, whoo, that A1 devil dick type shit. Mm-hmm. But he ain't shit. And you know he ain't shit, right? And you know he ain't shit. And his ain't shitness shows all the time. He be riding around your car, using up your gas, putting miles on your shit, hitting potholes and everything all fucking hard. in your house, eating up all your fucking snacks. Ugh. Just, ugh. One of them niggas. Right? But the dick is bomb. And you ever been dating one of those niggas and you pull up to the gas station? And you pull up to the pump and he don't even flinch. He don't go to pull out his wallet, give you no gas money, even though he's been riding around in your fucking car, using up all your goddamn gas. You've been driving around. He's been making you stop every other motherfucking five blocks. And you pull up to the gas, because your shit on E. He saw your shit was on E yesterday night when he brought your car home. But he ain't put no gas in it. And so you guys pull up to the pump and this nigga doesn't even reach for his wallet, bitch. He don't flinch. He don't move a goddamn muscle to get the fuck out the car. But you're used to it, right? You've been dealing with this shit. You might make a smart ass comment. He might look at you and go back to his phone, whatever the fuck he doing. So you get out the car and you trot your little ass on over to the motherfucking window and give him your money. Let me get 20 on pump two. And you go back and you pump your own gas while that nigga sit in the fucking car. Girl, let me tell you something. If you ever in a situation like that, you sit in the fucking car, silently, just waiting until the nigga says, "What you doing?" Waiting for you to go get the gas and pump it. When you don't get what you want, you don't give in. No only exists when we're talking about consent, okay? Other than that, no is not an option. That nigga don't want to pump your gas? Bitch, y'all gonna sit there looking stupid as fuck until somebody pumps that gas. Period. That's it. That's how you handle that. But when you always jump to, "I can do it myself," fuck you, nigga. That's why I don't even need your help. Okay, bitch. Okay. Be careful what you wish for. I'm a true believer in making these niggas do what the fuck it is that you want in order for them to get what they want out of you. And so I'm just here today to shed a little bit of light on why he doesn't court you. So let's have a quick recap. We're just gonna run down it real quick, why he doesn't court you. Real quick. You don't require it. Why don't you require it? Because you have low standards or no standards. Why do you have low standards or no standards? Because of societal conditioning. What do low standards come with? You're scared to ask for what you want. You're scared to demand what you fucking require because you've been taught that you have to be less. And that is what? Bullshit! Demand. You play the fucking chill girl role way too much. It's okay to be high maintenance, bitch. These niggas kind of love it. Trust me. You give it up too early. And by give it up too early, what do I mean? I mean that you, ma'am, do not get what you want first. You work ass backwards and you give him what he wants first. And then hope that he'll like it enough to give you what you want afterwards. Maybe if he has time, stop that shit. And last but not least, Miss Independent, shut the fuck up. Overplaying the Miss Independent role. Why don't we do that, ladies? Because I can do it on my own, but a real man won't let me. And if you're in my presence, you're just gonna have to be a real man. Even if you're really not, you're gonna have to pretend, okay? And you're gonna have to do what? You're gonna have to pretend long enough at least to get this pussy, nigga, okay? So I hope all you ladies found these tips helpful. If you feel triggered and or attacked, you can feel free to sound off in the comments. If you liked this video, you can feel free to sound off in the comments. Comment, rate, subscribe. Thank you as always for listening to Live from the Backseat. I really actually hope that this was helpful to many of you because, oh, I just been seeing so much shit that is just like, as women, we really gotta, and even as men, because I also give dating advice to men, and like, just as people, we gotta really make sure that we're honoring ourselves and that we're putting ourselves first and that we are honoring ourselves and loving ourselves. And as women particularly, we really need to make sure that we're also, that we're playing the game right, you know? You know, not really so much, you know, this isn't really so much about, you know, once we're talking long-term relationships, but when we're just talking dating, dating is a game and a lot of ladies need to know it. And, I know it, so I'm going to share my information with you guys. All the stuff that guys secretly tell me that I'm right and not to tell you guys, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tell y'all because y'all deserve to get what you want out of your dating life. You deserve to be courted. You deserve to feel like a princess and a queen, and you shouldn't be courting these niggas. And I know so many of you watching this right now who are single are courting these niggas. And a lot of you who are in relationships are probably courting these niggas under the guise of holding it down. And that's a part two video that y'all gonna have to come back to get. So I love y'all. Everybody have a good day. Thanks for tuning in from Live from the Backseat. See you guys.